Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Aleppo, Syria. World leaders are concerned about where the Syrian rebels leaving Aleppo are going and will they continue their Islamist activities. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Those rebels, they are being allowed to leave Aleppo as well, some of them with the fact that they're going out with the citizens of Syria. But many are saying that they're headed towards the European Union. I mean, where are all these rebels going to go? Are they going to go someplace else in Syria and come together? What are your thoughts about this?
Well, that's a very good question. Nobody knows for sure. We do know that there are many thousands of Europeans amongst the rebels. Many of them, as they get frustrated on the battlefield, will go back to their homes of origin, whether it's places like Chechnya or the Republic of Georgia, or other places in the Russian Federation, or whether it's Italy, Germany, France, and Great Britain. We don't know. But you're right, there are thousands and thousands of those fighters who are going to now be dispersed on the battlefield. It's unclear that they're going to join the rebel organizations because many of them are from the Jabhat al-Nusra, which is the al-Qaeda affiliate, and from ISIS. So all of those groups do not get along.
This civil war, just because Assad seems to have been the victor as it relates to Aleppo after 4 years, this civil war is not over. It's going to continue, and they may regroup these rebels and come at him again from some other location.
Well, that's right. And again, they've got Aleppo is now a stronghold of the government, but it is also surrounded on one side by ISIS and on the other side by the rebels, and to the north by the Kurds. And they only have a very narrow corridor from the south that connects to other government-held areas. The civil war is far from over. What I think is going on here, Jimmy, is, look, the Russians in particular and the Iranians understood they had a window of opportunity until Donald Trump takes over as president on January 20th. And they wanted to get the Battle of Aleppo behind them as long as Obama was president, because they were confident that President Obama would do nothing, would not get in their way, would not stop them in any way, and they were absolutely correct in that assessment. The Obama administration has done nothing.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the Aleppo tragedy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A focus on Syria is key to your understanding of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Isaiah 17 reveals that Damascus, Syria, will be destroyed in the last days. Daniel 11:40 says that Syria, the king of the north in the passage, that Syria will lead the movement of the aligned nations into Israel with an effort to destroy the Jewish state. To see where we are in Bible prophecy, in God's timeline for the future, we need to watch Syria. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...